What's going on, my people? Can you relate, community? You know what it is, man. Can you relate podcast.com? How are you guys feeling out there? You already know. You know what I'm looking for, right? I hope everyone is having a productive day. And if you are listening to this in the evening, you know what I want. You know what I'm hoping for. That your day was productive. And so if you're checking this out, you're already on the right path. You're either adding to the production that you've had throughout the day, or you're getting started by listening to this. Nonetheless, you are being very productive. Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Can you relate, community, man? So if you're not a part of it, this is your first time being on here, checking this out, you know, please subscribe to my website so you can receive that email notification every time I upload. Also, for my iPhone users, please check me out on iTunes. Can You Relate Podcast is there. Subscribe. Leave me a rating. Leave me a review. Leave me a review. Leave me a review. Yeah, man, just leave me a review, please. And for my Android users, check me out on Google Play, all right? Can You Relate podcast.com. So silly, man. So, again, I hope you guys are feeling really good today. You know what? If you can manage to have good days in a chaotic world, in a fast-paced world that we live in, oh man, you ahead of the fray. You ahead of everyone. You ahead of the majority of the people that are out there. Are you not? Are you not? Is this world, like I just said, is this world not chaotic? It just seems to be something always going on. Oh my God. There are so many distractions. Like, you know, I can see how people are really lost. It makes perfect sense to me. I can see now when I look back and I think about how closed-minded I was and how I lived vicariously through people and how I envied those people that, you know, that have made their way to a level of success. Like, I completely get it. I do, man. And so that's why, like, when I get on this microphone, I don't speak from the perspective like, man, y'all stupid. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. Like, I always add myself in the mix, right? I always do that, man, because I'm telling you, like, I translate my story and where I'm coming from in my journey, right? Because I haven't made it anywhere yet, but I've been somewhere. I'm going somewhere. All right. Understand that. Figure that part out for yourself. You may not have been anywhere just yet, but be on your way to going somewhere. All right. I haven't been anywhere, but I've been somewhere. You understand that, man. You'll understand life and you'll understand what the journey is about. But I can see, like, I completely get it. Like, I can understand how people just simply don't know. Because again, this isn't, you know, becoming a better version of yourself. That isn't broadcasted. That's not everywhere. That's rare. You don't see stuff like that. People becoming entrepreneurs or trying to obtain the level of excellence, you don't. That's not promoted. You're not going to know where the gatherings are. You're not going to know where the mastermind sessions are. That's not going to be promoted. Are you kidding me? That's boring. That's boring stuff. We need the juice. We need the juiciness. We need the headlines. We need the controversial stories, right? Like, that's what people feed off of. That's what fuels this nation. That's what keeps people suppressed because, you know, we're not trying to give them the real fuel that they need, the real motivation that they need. We're not trying to give them the real information that people need. We want to keep you in tune, right? We want to keep you stuck on this. We want to keep you stagnant, right? So that's what I'm saying. The headlines, man, that the world is chaotic. It's so many distractions. Tons. Every day. So the moment you try to break free from one thing, you know, they already throwing another 20, 30 things at you. Front page news. All over the internet, all over social media. We take stuff, we run with it, man. Let me tell you, you guys that create those memes, man, you are some creative people. And you have a sense of urgency. Because the moment something happened, there's already 1,000 memes out floating around. Immediately. Somebody is putting those together. Are they not? And so I want to speak to you people. If you took that sense of urgency and that creativity and applied it to yourself, we would know who you are. Instead of we would say, man, where these memes come from? Who be making these memes? No, we would know. We would know who that person or that company is, right? Because you already put together a company getting memes out there and making memes. You already, oh man, boy, people are hustling backwards. But anyway, you know, headline sales, man. So what's the number one thing that is happening right now? Okay. And you know what? Outside of Prince, man, rest in peace to Prince. Outside of that, outside of, you know, well, let's not say outside of, more than Prince, more than Trump. Wow. Don't get me started. But more than that, right? Beyonce Knowles. Lemonade. I haven't even checked it out. I haven't even watched it. I really don't even need to. I know what Beyonce is about. And again, I'm not taking anything from her. She's reached a level of mastery. Phenomenal artist. She deserves everything she gets because she worked her ass off for it. But I'm just saying that I don't need to see that because the world is already, again, caught up in a frenzy. There go your headlines right there. We got you sucked in. Boom. Stay where you at. Okay? We need Queen B. We need the Queen B to shine right here. So, can I just touch on that for a little bit, man? I don't want to receive any, like, bad emails from the Beehive. I know you guys are ruthless. I know you guys are some savages. You know, that's the word going around right now, man. You know, especially in Chicago. Savages. Chirac savage. Yeah, so I know that's how the Beehive coming. Y'all coming straight like that, right? And you know what? Like, again, I'm not dissing Beyonce. Or I'm not talking bad about anything. I'm talking about how people are distracted to reaching their potential. People are distracted for going after their dreams because of the headlines. Headlines like Beyonce Knowles and Lemonade. And so to me, this is what I don't understand. Okay. Again, people with the inability to self-assess. So, you know, supposedly Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're having some marital issues. Beyonce put out an album, put out some very personal records where she's speaking about her marriage and she's speaking about Jay-Z supposedly cheating. Supposedly, we don't know. And I don't believe we'll never know. but Jay-Z cheating on her, and you know, she's, some of her lyrics is like, you know, me and my baby, we're going to be okay. And let me tell you guys, she is not lying to you. If this is the case, and this is what I'm talking about, missing stuff. If this is the case, Beyonce isn't lying. Her and Blue Ivy will be okay forever in the day. Blue Ivy's children will be okay. Blue Ivy's children's children. The great, 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 great Blue Ivy, them. Yeah, the whole generation, quite a few generations. They'll be okay. Why? because Beyonce earned it. She grinded. She's reached the level of mastery. She's worth, I don't know, $500-600 million. Between $300-600 million. Somewhere in that ballpark. Not sure, okay? We have become the spokesperson for Beyonce. Girl, I know that's right. Oh, we feel it in our music. Oh, our baby gonna be okay. Baby gonna be okay. Is your child really gonna be okay? Because Beyonce's, she good. She good. You just hear the numbers I just told you. Between $300-600 million net worth. She isn't lying. But because we are so distracted and we pour our energy into, because we pour our energy into things that doesn't give value to our own lives, right? Because this whole Beyonce story isn't adding value to your life. So you spend all your time, all your hours sharing, posting statuses, slandering Jay-Z, bigging up Beyonce, all of the above. Because you do these things, now you're compelled to go pay $17.99 for her Lemonade album. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Beyonce. But I just find it kind of strange. I just find it just a tad bit odd. And I'm not being cynical in any way. I'm not being a conspiracy theorist in any way, but I just find it a tad bit odd that the most private couple we have ever seen, finally, just out of nowhere, just out of the blue, discloses this type of information to us and then drops an album. Is that not odd to you? Why? That doesn't make sense to you? Hey, and again, I don't know if Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Absolutely, he is 1,000,000,000% wrong. And it's unfortunate because Beyonce is hurt. That's their marriage. And again, I'm not trying to say that it's a joke. I don't know. I'm just giving you my opinion. I can see both sides of the fence. For me personally, I just find it odd that the most private couple we have ever witnessed, just out of nowhere, you just disclose all the information like this, all of it, and then drop an album that had nothing to do with it. You know, And again, man, I'm just saying, but that's not even, you know, whatever her agenda is. Hey, I can't really speak on that. Again, either, hey, she turned over a new leaf, is she going to put it all out there? Or they are marketing geniuses. They are. And one of the things this whole story reminds me of, it's the 48 laws of power, because instantly, like, I'm looking at the way everything is going down and I'm looking at the way everything is conducted. And I just start thinking about the 48 laws of power, man. You know, Beyonce, she's exercising some of those laws. And I'm a rap fan, so I know a lot of Jay-Z lyrics. And he always mentions the 48 laws of power, that book, all the time. And so I'm just looking at it, you know, okay, let's take law six. Court attention at all costs. And again, I'm not trying to give anybody fuel to get on Facebook and start making statuses or create some memes and then you start like this is not what that's about. I'm just giving you my opinion, because again, I look at things, I try to draw a message from everything. And the message that I got from this is like, man, look how us as a people are so distracted. But you know, as far as Beyonce goes, I think about the 48 laws of power. Law number six, court attention at all costs. Draw attention to yourself by creating an unforgettable, even controversial image. Court scandal. Do anything to make yourself seem larger than life and shine more brightly than those around you. Make no distinction between any kinds of attention, right? Notoriety of any sort will bring you power. Better to be slandered, you all are slandering Jay-Z, and attacked than to be ignored. Can you draw a parallel there? I surely can. I kid you not, I can't. It makes perfect sense to me. And again, I just think in this terms because I'm always learning. I'm always reading. So my vantage point is different. Anytime there's chaos and there's noise going on and there's headlines, I'm no longer sucked into it. I'm no longer sucked into that vortex. I'm able to stand back and actually analyze stuff accordingly. That's how I'm able to get on this microphone all the time and speak from the heart all the time. And again, Beyonce, look, let me just give you this one. Law number three, conceal your intentions. She's done no interviews. She hasn't come out and said anything. You want to know some stuff? Go buy the album, $17.99. You're right. So Blue Ivy can continue to be okay. And again, I'm not taking anything away from that woman, man. She's attained a level of mastery. Mastery. Law three, conceal your intentions. Keep people off balance and in the dark by never revealing the purpose behind your actions. Any interviews yet? Did she come out and say Jay-Z this and that? Or people just, again, caught up with the noise in the chaotic world, slandering him, bad-mouthing him, making memes, talking about him. And no one has even said nothing yet. It's speculation. We've become spokespersons for Beyonce. We are personal PR. We run her public relations. Beyonce would be making no comments at this time. Wow, man. But let me get back to it. If they have no clue what you are up to, they cannot prepare a defense. Guide them far enough down the wrong path. Envelop them in enough smoke. And by the time they realize your intentions, it will be too late. Beyonce would have made about $200-300 million off this album. Lemonade. Y'all subscribe to Tidal. You guys subscribe to HBO. Hell, you even call Comcast or whatever cable provider you got now so you can check out Lemonade. Right? You've done that. You've created. It's endless. And the point of it, the message behind it, is we are so distracted. There is always something being put out there to get everyone in a frenzy. And because you allow yourself, because at some point I allow myself to get sucked into that very same whirlwind, all the scrolling on Facebook, all the social media, spending hours investing and looking up this information and being diligent, trying to find out who's cheating, if Jay cheated, if this, oh my God. Because we do stuff like that, man, that day you don't take steps being productive. That stuff is adding no value to your life. Like Beyonce told you in the record, her and Blue Ivy will forever be okay. Meanwhile, you are struggling to pay the bills. Oh, no, he didn't. Did he just say that? He just said that? No, me and my baby, we going to be okay. Because you know what? We gonna make sure we sell enough Link this year. Aren't you guys tired of living like that, man? Like, seriously, like, this is what I'm talking about. Don't get caught up in foolishness. Either the Carters turned over a new leaf and they want to give us this information, or they're marketing geniuses. Whatever the case, they are going to be okay. They are going to be fine. And instead of attacking and slandering people and you becoming a personal spokesperson for Beyonce, what's the blueprint? Beyonce, I'm sorry that happened to you. You know, whether it's true or not, I don't know. Y'all willing to fight and die. The Beehive is willing to fight and die for Beyonce, but none of you guys have ever sent her an email asking her to be your mentor. And I don't give a damn if you can sing or not. It's not even about that. Again, God-given ability, right? The moves that she's made, the business move that she's made, advertisements that she's done, the hands that she's shaken. How do you move like that? And you a black woman. How do you move like that? Can you show me? Can you guide me? Can you, I would love for you to mentor me. Because that's just simply about learning. Cutting those type of deals, getting to that point, is simply about learning. Yeah, let's say if she's worth $500 million, I guarantee you she's probably made $100 million off her music, but she's made $400 million off of business deals, the blueprints. But we missed that part. Why? Because we're distracted by the headlines. We're distracted by the chaos. We're distracted by the noise. We follow the crowd. We go with the flow. And, oh, okay, everybody talking about lemonade. I'm going to talk about it too. So we invest our time into that. Takes away from something that you can be doing. Takes away from your energy. We reciting lyrics. My baby going to be okay, man. Look, man. You struggling to pay the bills. You understand me? Nobody talks to Beyonce any kind of way. When she doesn't feel like working, she just don't go to work. She doesn't call anyone and say, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it in today. I think I caught something. I caught that bug. I caught that bug that's going around. You see the difference, people? You see the difference? And this is the only point that I'm trying to make. I'm not caught up in that lemonade stuff, man. I'm looking at people, how people are missing it. Beyonce doesn't have to answer to anyone. You do. You do. Invest your time. Invest your energy. Invest your research. Because some of y'all out there researching. Who is Becky with the blonde hair? Right, I ain't did no research, but I see how everyone is in a frenzy. I see the uproar, right? I've done no research about this. I haven't even watched Lemonade, but how do I have all this information? Because people are running around investing all of their time, energy, effort, and money into trying to get the information for something that's not going to give you any type of value in return. Any type of value. None. You know, y'all, the Beehive, man, whoo, savages. How many of you guys have emailed Beyonce, asked her to be your mentor? How many? You've earned it, have you not? You got all the albums, you know, all the lyrics. You spent, you know, $20,000-$30,000 on attending her concerts. And your life is better. How? Is your child going to be okay? If ish hit the fan, right? Or do you still have to spend half of the link money and sell the other half? And again, I'm not making a mockery of anybody because I know what that game is about. I know what that feels like. So I'm not talking from a high and mighty perspective, man. I'm from that. I've lived that. But I'm like, wait a second. This is not like grind time. What is going to add value back to me? What is going to take my life to the next level? How am I going to grow? And so when I see all the different headlines with this and that and all this going on, man, it feels amazing being able to step back and not being sucked into that stuff. Oh, I feel so good when I know I'm not a part of that mess, when I'm not a part of that chaos. You know what? Because I want to get to the level where Beyonce is. Well, my kids, they're going to be okay. And if I say something like that, I truly mean it. I want to get to that level of mastery. So I know I have to invest my time, energy, effort, and money in things that's going to send back value. That's going to send back value. Praises go up. God's blessings come down, right? When you invest your time, energy, and effort, and you're not sucked into the headlines of this world to keep you suppressed, blessings come back. That's all I want to say, man. Lemonade. And again, man, like I said, you know, previously, I'm not making a mockery. I'm not making fun of Beyonce in no way, shape, or form. Again, if that happened, it's unfortunate. And I'm sorry because I know she's hurting. I know their family is hurting. So I'm not being funny. But the message is, guys, it's not getting caught up in that stuff. And like I said, to me, I'm able to step back and see things from a different perspective, see the way people move. So instantly, I thought of Law 6 and Law 3 when this whole Beyonce fiasco started. I thought it was just rather odd that the most private couple of all time decided to disclose so much. Why? What could? And again, this is not for people to hear my podcast and run down to create memes. Like, this isn't about that. It's like, damn, okay, wow. I'm sorry, Beyonce. If you really going through that, I'm sorry. If you're not going through that, you're a marketing genius. You're a marketing genius. Genius. Mastery. Again, Beyonce probably made about $100 million off her record, but her moves, the moves she have made business wise, man, that's where the majority of her fortune has come from. Pepsi, you know, Revlon, I don't know, whatever makeup brand she was doing, like all type of stuff. We like, guys, we're so, I had these coworkers, man, it was these two girls. And when you talk about loving Beyonce, like, they would share stories about how, you know, they spent $5,000, $10,000 to be in the front. You know, Beyonce has have the biggest fan of all time, you know, at her shows, blowing her hair. So they would talk about that, and her sweat would just blow on me. Oh my God. I'm like, wow. 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 But meanwhile, you only get 30 minutes for a lunch. You get 5 minutes to go use the bathroom. I don't know, man. Like I said, avoid the noise. Be strong mentally. Do things. Invest your time, energy, effort, and research and things that's going to have a return on that investment. All right. Lemonade. Can You Relate Podcast.com. Thank you guys for listening to me. Be safe out there. One love.